May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, this is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for April 13th, 2019. And I'll skip the cosmic weather report for now because I'll be discussing it later on. Suffice to say that the larger cycle of Pluto has returned to the same point in Capricorn that occurred at the onset of the American Revolution with the Boston Tea Party. No kidding. That's quite a cycle, Pluto. Takes that this many years to come all the way around. It's back to that same point, but now it's a global affair with a lot of cosmic parallels between a process of overcoming the empire tyranny back then and the deep state tyranny now. So I'm trying to kind of keep it light. I mean, a lot of drama going on. I mean, this is the huge phenomena, the big shift, you might say, the big shift into from 3D to 5D. Some people would call it the deep shift from deep state to high state, and be going into that today. It's been kind of the theme the last several shows I've done, except when I interviewed people. But today I'm going to be discussing the blogs of the last couple of weeks, you know, the articles that I've written that have embedded videos and articles in these compendiums that I do. And so, in brief, today I'm going to be discussing some current events, you know, with Julius Assange's arrest and how that relates to Joseph Campbell's hero myth. You know, Joseph Campbell was a contemporary of Carl Jung, and he did this book, you know, most famous for his book, Hero with a Thousand Faces. And the hero myth applies beautifully with Julian Assange. And in the show notes, I'll have a link on the Joseph Campbell hero myth that's not specifically about Julian Assange, but you'll be able to read the article and tune into, you know, the hero archetype, the hero myth. There's a little hero in all of us, you know, and of course, some are more hero-oriented, you know, as far as pioneering the new frontier of whatever, you know, going places where man has never gone, or championing the different causes, or being a champion of your own life. You know, I mean, there's the hero myths and the exquisite metaphors, understanding the archetypes of the hero. Of the hero myth, it's a good read. It's one of my favorite stories for inspiration for a lot of young people, especially boys growing up. You know, this story of the hero, the hero's journey, is it's a wonderful story. And I wanted to begin with that note. If I was going to reference the drama with Julian Assange's arrest, then it's good to put that in context of who Assange is and what he has done. Anyway, I'll be going into that a little bit. The second part of the show, I'll be going into the current mass awakening dynamics, claiming the victory of a high state. And this is kind of the understanding of what's going on in the collective consciousness of global humanity right now. I love the quote by Daniel Pinchbeck when he says, "If the shadows appear to be getting darker, it's because the light that casts them is getting brighter." In other words, we got a lot of big drama on the global stage, geopolitical stuff going on, a lot of dark stuff, so to speak, but it's light that's bringing it up. If there's a mass awakening process. So claiming the victory of the high state, I'll be going into that in the second part of the show. I'll try not to get bogged down too much in any one of these parts, so I'll be able to finish up with the third part, which is icing on the cake regarding mass enlightenment is reaching a climax. It may look like we're hitting a wall globally with geopolitics and a lot of stuff coming up that just seems like just plain evil coming up. But the big illusion is fading. You know, the veil is thinning. A lot of people are waking up to not just how bad things are, but how good things can be and how fast things can change and where it's going and why, you know, the victory, you know, can is basically, it's already occurred in the continuum. In the larger scheme of things, you know, there is no time or space, and claiming the victory now and seeing what things will look like beyond the big illusion, you know, a sense of separation and suffering that we see in the world stage, you know, how things can change and how they are changing. We'll be going into that more in the last section. So part one, I'm just going to touch on this a little bit on the, regarding the arrest of Julian Assange. And I provide in the show notes, I provided a link, a compendium of articles and videos, which I'm just going to touch on a little bit. This is big history in the making. I mean, Julian Assange's WikiLeaks organization not only exposed U.S. war crimes of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, but also exposed, you know, the released hacked emails in 2016 from John Podesta, you know, Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman, which unmasked various bad faith dealings within the Democratic Party establishment. And a lot of big drama. Goes back to that time, the Russiagate, and all that stuff was unveiled, you know, their plans to do Russiagate and how they were proceeding with it. All that stuff was exposed back in 2016. The genesis of all that deep state stuff goes back to that time, and Assange, you know, it, behind that. So the deep state power elite criminals heading up both the Republican and Democratic parties, they've been wanting to make an example out of Julian Assange for a long time. I mean, his only real crime was embarrassing virtually everyone in power in Washington. I mean, how dare he expose the criminality of those who rule over us? That's kind of the issue that's really surfacing in the collective consciousness worldwide. I mean, of course, that tactic will backfire since Assange is the archetype of press freedom. He is that archetypal hero with many faces that, you know, speaks to the hero within all of us, you know, basically to do the David and Goliath thing, to stand up, you know, against the Goliath, you know, the deep state, you know, the empire mentality and challenge it. So the whole world is watching as U.S. leaders basically make fools of themselves by publicly betraying the foundational press freedoms that once shined for the whole world with America's revolution. You know, our core Bill of Rights, constitutional freedoms of press, assembly, petition, etc. So this is a historical moment, folks. I mean, the empire of lies is crumbling thanks to global internet reality, and the deep state is acting out with desperation to control the narrative of their full-spectrum dominance agenda for humanity. So, like I said, you can see that compendium of articles and videos on the Assange arrest that's linked in the show notes, you know, the podcast on the show page. I'm just going to briefly touch on some of the articles. The first one is The Long Captivity of Julian Assange by Israel Shamir. Again, The Hero's Journey, Challenging the Deep State Empire. It's a great article, the history of Julian Assange and how it relates to the seminal issues defining, you know, freedom and opportunity on the world stage. I mean, it's an amazing article. There's another article, The Arrest of Assange is a Warning to All Journalists, from John Pilger. He's saying that the action of the British police is literally dragging Julian Assange from the Ecuadorian embassy, and the smashing of international law by the Ecuadorian regime in permitting this barbarity are crimes against the most basic natural justice, and this is a warning to all journalists. In other words, there's been a level of censorship that's been going on, you know, from Facebook and Google to big tech has been censoring more and more independent voices, conservative right, you know, politically incorrect voices that are exposing the big lie and the whole truth. And, you know, they've been clamping down. And so this is kind of the signs of the times. the rest of Assange is kind of an archetypal warning, the red flag is flying. Press freedoms, he's the archetype of it. He's been the kind of the hero, the Goliath up against, David up against Goliath. So that's an issue that's come out in some of the articles show notes on what's going on with the Assange arrest. And basically, one of the better articles that includes Glenn Greenwald, who was involved with Julian Assange in the original release of records regarding a lot of the war crimes. Assange was, there was a headline from Truthout in an article that Assange was arrested on behalf of the United States authorities. And another article that's in the footnotes is how Ecuador's globalist regime received billions to sell out Julian Assange. Excuse me. So this is a huge issue. They're basically the reason the Ecuador's embassy turned Assange over to the authorities. These are the British authorities. Excuse me, who are planning to extradite Assange to America was because the IMF paid off billions of dollars to the Ecuadorian new president there for debt relief. In other words, they got billions of dollars and they handed over Assange. So that's not being reported in the mainstream media very much. So there's another in the link in this article regarding Assange. There's in the show notes, and when you go to that link regarding all the different articles, compendiums, there's from Galactic Connection, there's actually multiple articles and another link that you can read. If anyone that wants to kind of tune into this issue, some people are new to it, and it's a fascinating read because, like I say, this is history in the making, and I personally believe that Julian Assange and WikiLeaks deserves our thanks for making governments worldwide more transparent. That's, it's a huge issue. And, again, it's important to understand that Assange's only really, crime was embarrassing virtually everyone in power in Washington, D.C. So this will be an interesting drama as it plays out. So the other article I was going to go into now is the current mass awakening dynamics, what's going on with a process of general enlightenment. And I'm going to go into this article that was published here, and there'll be a link to that article you can read. And there's many links and videos in this article that you may find fascinating. So the title of this blog, and this was published here about a week ago, is Claiming the Victory of High State Vision. I mean, we always hear about the deep state. We hardly ever hear about the high state. I mean, just like you hear about, medical pathologies with full-spectrum autism, you never hear about full-spectrum enlightenment, what that looks like and how that works. So again, the quote here, I want to reference. The beginning of this article is by Daniel Pinchbeck. If the shadows appear to be getting darker, it's because the light that casts them is getting brighter. And this is the dynamic, you might say, of our day globally. There is a shift in energies, and more light, you might say, is streaming in, through the sun, through the great central sun, through our galaxy, through the morphic grids of the Earth, and you might say, this light is being coded, the gamma rays and the frequencies are being coded with information of a 5D nature, of a higher frequencies that are a challenge for the density of 3D, And so you might say metaphorically that the 5D light is casting darker shadows, and light brings up all unlike itself. The intensity of the light is casting the shadows darker because the light's getting brighter. So you might say, in the same regard, that the light of conscientious common sense is indeed shining brighter in the collective heart and mind of the family of mankind. I mean, this is the phenomena with the global internet. There has been a matriculation of the matrix of intelligence, of knowledge, power, and wisdom globally. People are waking up, you know, with the ability to know better and do better about all kinds of things. And what's really going on, our true history is being unveiled, and the potential for an extraordinary future is being unveiled. So heaven knows, you know, we're all one in principle, you know, the first law of one. And again, I'm providing links in the copy from this article that I'm kind of following along with the narrative in the article, but there are links here that go into great detail in different aspects. This is for new people to this list. This is how I do this, you might say, this, these compendiums of videos and articles, which is kind of like a comic book for mature adults. Comic book in terms of infographics, videos, articles that you can, when you go back to the blog, you can read along and you can click on articles, go into detail, or you can click on you know, the videos and watch the videos. And it's kind of a selective, you know, you can customize your reading, following it in any, you know, as you like. So I basically, there's every one of these blog articles is kind of like a table of contents for a books with the different links within the article, and the videos and articles that are linked and the infographics are, you know, referencing, are like gateways, with the links are like gateways and portals to more information to the extent that you're interested, if you want to go deeper. So some people are that are new to this are be interested in deep diving and going into the links. For example, the internet has shown us that brilliantly that we could someday and perhaps very soon have a global family reunion to celebrate the victory of unity and diversity over the divisive dystopia we're seeing with the level of mainstream media cognitive dissonance, disinformation, and dystopia. So this is, a lot of people are waking up to what's going on and are seeing through it. So it's good to keep in mind what I call the law of one, you know, the universal law language model of first principles of universal law, cosmic law, natural law, with this universal interface, and there's a link on that, those who are unfamiliar with it, with hardware, Web 3.0, cyber ethics, and the understanding of where it's going with interactive net reality whereby 100 or 1,000 or a million people can respond to the same program at the same time without creating noise, and actually involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness, you know, with the mind and heart of pure intention as focuses attention with love retention in many dimensions of greater comprehension. So this understanding of a process for a conscious evolution, revolution, revelations. This is what I go into with this article, and with links that you know, flesh out the concept. So again, this compendium, the Victory Vision compendium that I'm referring to, that link is provided in the show notes. And basically, it's a kind of a more serious confrontation of the big lie, you might say, with the unabashed truth. An update of you know, what's going on with news, insights for deep diving into the cause and core problems and solutions now before us. So this is back again, like I said, about a week ago. I first published this April 5th. When there was a new moon in Aries. Now, again, this is the astrology psychology I was referring to with this Aries new moon. The cosmic weather here this last week, it's good to understand that the energy of the Aries new moon is typically the best time for setting goals, planting seeds, and mapping out the future. I mean, Aries is fiery. It's a leadership sign. It represents, you know, the the ram, the Aries, is considered one of the leadership signs. And Aries moon, Aries new moon, initiates a supercharged energy for manifesting the future. So, you know, the getting a fiery sense of, you know, where things are going and where things are at, it helps to, you know, kind of tune into this Aries energy at this time and get a sense of you know, what's really going on, you know, to burn through or just to kind of cut through the effluvia and, you know, chunk it out as far as, you know, what it is, this energy manifesting the future, and, you know, what can it look like and how can it manifest. So, again, understanding the cardinal fire nature of an Aries high state is one thing, but when it's that energy is afflicted or otherwise depressed, it can be rather impatient. Aries can be rather impatient in general, but when it's afflicted, it can, you know, specifically with deep state dysfunction, because the high state nature of cardinal fire Aries is into high state function. And, of course, when it's afflicted or depressed, you get, you know, impatience with deep state dysfunction. So we're talking about, you know, this can be a challenge for deep stuck relationships, and stuck is in stuck in negativity. You know, this is a metaphor I sometimes play around with, the understanding of, you know, a modern understanding of sin or S-I-N would be stuck in negativity. Now we're talking about negativity not geopolitically regarding, you know, the deep state, but also we've been talking about it can be in family, job, or social relationships. So, but a true high state claims the victory for all. It doesn't get caught up in victim dictum. It's the true high state Aries energy, you know, that fiery supercharged energy, is claiming the victory virtues, the vision of virtue and valor for the victory of self and civilization. And I love the quote by Buckminster Fuller in this regard, you know, that it's that you never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. So, you know, this is like to get above the fray, you know, the high state Aries, rather than getting caught up and stuck in negativity and victim dictum and challenging, you know, the problem, it is more proactive with the solution, the vision of how good things can be, how that can work, how can it can evolve, you know, the tools and processes and technologies whereby we can fire up the vision of victory, you know, to make it so. Self-fulfilling prophecy. So, anyway, in this compendium, it's in three parts. I'm going to reference the three parts and go into that a little bit, and then go on to the some more of the positive affirmation, confirmation, and determination with integration of the vision, the virtue, and valor for the victory. So here's the three parts I'm going to be referencing. First part is transcending political Zionism with a high state perspective. And that's getting pretty deep into the swamp, folks. I mean, this is a serious one. Of course, I'm going to try and keep it light, but, you know, the idea of dealing with these from problem to solution, you got to define the problem before you can move to solution. So that's part one. Part two is transcending corporatocracy with ascent of the high state. And part three, advancing the path forward with, again, vision of virtue and valor for the victory of the high state. And, before part one, I referenced this thing, this quote from John F. Kennedy, that the goal of education is the advancement of knowledge and the dissemination of truth, you know, and basically expose the whole truth and the big lie, you know, how, you know, bad things are and how good things can be. I mean, if you're just getting stuck on the negativity of how bad things are, you know, that can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. The idea is to move beyond, you know, the problem to, you know, a clear vision of how things can basically transcend and transmute the deep state with a high state, tools and processes for involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness utilizing communications technology, holistic healing tools and processes, you know, for global evolution, revolution, revelations. So I'm going to kind of skip over this so you can watch the videos and articles yourself in part one, this understanding of political Zionism and transcending it with a high state perspective. A lot of people are not aware of what political Zionism even is, and of course the first video is this Zionism Unmasked, the 9/11 connection. Now, a lot of people just don't go there, you know, but this is an extraordinarily exceptional video that really nails it. You know, what is the connection between Zionism and 9/11? I mean, if we don't get this problem resolved, it's hard to move on. I mean, there's another video then by Christopher Bolin after this video, and again, these are referenced in the show notes in this article on the Victory Vision. Well, these are in the compendium. These are two videos, and the second one's called Solving 9/11 Ends All Wars. And it's by Christopher Bolin, and it explains that Solving 9/11 will stop all wars because the same group of criminals that caused 9/11 are the exact same of criminals waging war everywhere around the globe under the vendetta of fighting terrorism. And the mountain of evidence presented in this video is absolutely shocking and overwhelming, but until enough good people know better and do better to grasp this deep swamp Zionist critter, what this issue is about, and wring its neck with a millstone or, you know, around the neck, our world will continue suffering 9/11 PTSD with pathological paradigm paralysis, stuck in negativity. So there are several articles here explaining what this political Zionism is, the great fraud of national Zionism is an exceptional article from UNZ.com, and it explains that, you know, there's no doubt that the 9/11 false flag was a watershed, a seminal event in our history. While millions or even billions watched in horror as the Twin Towers collapsed, a small group of Mossad agents stood nearby and danced in overwhelming joy. There's a video then that goes into this, like a full-spectrum disclosure of the Anglo-Zionist agenda of full-spectrum dominance. Again, how can you have full-spectrum enlightenment if we don't get past the problems with full-spectrum dominance by these Anglo-Zionist agendas? So there's other articles related to this, what's going on with the Boycott Israel movement, which was featured on National Public Radio. You can listen to that audio archive I have that was on National Public Radio. And there's another article then by Benjamin Fulford that gets into the global currency reset versus Zionist stooges, because he explains that this whole global economic reset, you know, is tied into a big shift from a unipolar world to a multipolar world, and what's going on now with the emergence of gold-backed currencies, a quantum financial system, and the emergence of a global economic reset that it goes with the decline of the petrodollar system. A whole new economic system is emerging. Some will find that article interesting. There's another article about how the enemy, political Zionism, is in the gate like a Trojan horse, and we were warned. Quote in reference to that was from George Washington in his farewell address, where he said, against the insidious wiles of foreign influence, I conjure you to believe, my fellow citizens, that the jealousy of a free people ought to be constantly awake, since history and experience prove that foreign influence is one of the most baneful foes of Republican government. Fortunately, the tide is turning in this regard, and I wanted to, you know, keep it light and go from problem to solution. And there's a video here. Lawyers from 9/11 Truth are suing the FBI regarding a cover-up of information regarding 9/11. There's an article there, FBI sued for failure to report 9/11 evidence to Congress. I mean, this is this is news. This is part of the big drama. And then I go on to part two, transcending corporatocracy with ascent of the high state. Now, part one was, again, dealing with, you know, understanding and transcending political Zionism. My other part of, you know, the big shift from problem to solution is understanding and transcending the corporatocracy, and in from deep state to ascent of the high state. So, it, you know, for those who are not familiar with this term of corporatocracy, the inordinate love of power of deep state corporatocracy, which serves stockholders, corporate stockholders, before the public, when profits are at stake. I mean, that's corporate law, is diametrically opposed to constitutional law and the ordained power of love at the heart of a high state of personal and planetary sovereignty. So corporatocracy collusion with technocracy, which is something that's been going on with big tech, you know, Google, Facebook, and a lot of the big technology companies, it's continuing manipulating and morphing the mass mind for power and control at any cost. Even promotion of harmful 5G radiation that corrupts DNA and aborts health of a 5D high state. Now, this issue of 5D, I mean, is really critical. There's a video called 5G Apocalypse, the extinction level event, and what's going on with 5G and our DNA, and the the danger of this 5G radiation, and how it corrupts our DNA and aborts the health of a 5D, a higher dimensional high state. So basically, you know, I'm encouraging people to watch this video. It's the best, one of the best videos I've seen on this subject. I've seen a lot of videos on 5D, and this is a mini documentary, and it's exceptional. I mean, if you're pro-life for your life, I mean, pay attention, watch this video. I mean, it's a must-watch. And then there's several articles and videos I have in this article that you might want to watch. 5G from space, what's going on with 20,000 satellites are going up to blanket the Earth with 5G frequencies. And we're talking about harmful frequencies that, you know, corrupt the DNA. So you might say that 5G DNA corruption is the nemesis of 5D global enlightenment. You know, 5G versus 5D. This is like, you know, the world is on the cusp. You know, this Aquarian dispensation is on the cusp of a dispensation of global mass enlightenment and love. We're on the cusp of it. And what have we got, you know, as antithesis to that, you know, just before this phenomenon occurs as the fruit of the computer internet revolution, with people waking up all over the world with extraordinary knowledge, power, and wisdom about all kinds of things. And then along comes this corporatocracy tactic, this powerly power trip to basically sabotage higher consciousness with 5G frequencies that corrupt DNA and can manipulate consciousness in ways that have been militarized, you know, by DARPA and the deep state. So there's an article that I explain more of this, what the dynamic is going on behind the scenes with the deep state, and the article that is on the full disclosure, you know, from deep to high state, and what's going on behind the scenes. I mean, humans are being deliberately, you know, in that article I explain that how we're being deliberately numbed and dumb to keep us from waking up, wising up, and rising up to neutralize these self-destructive deep state policies of population reduction. I mean, you know, this article goes into, you know, vignettes with multiple videos and articles on the subject, ranging from, you know, fluoridation of water supplies to chemtrails to vaccination to, you know, across the board influences that are compounding dis-ease in the consciousness of humanity and basically inverting, subverting, or perverting higher health and the high state, you know, a high state of consciousness. And it's like a divide and conquer strategy. So humanity's divine destiny to ascend with higher consciousness is being quashed in many ways. But most serious right now is this 5G radiation that is a proven DNA corruptor, just, you know, disrupting the microscopic antennas in our DNA that connects us with the field of harmonic order weaving the fabric of the universe, with coherence as the gold standard for bioenergetic homeostasis and health. I mean, this is a serious issue. If you want to delve into this, I would, you know, this, I think it's important for everyone that's serious about, you know, the healing of our consciousness being world in general. You know, the videos on this are extremely important at this time, because it's just starting to come into mass awareness of how dangerous this 5G is. So, I mean, 5G DNA corruption or 5D, five-dimensional global enlightenment. You can't have it both ways. I mean, this is like a huge event, crisis that's coming to a climax, you know, in the collective consciousness of humanity. And again, the positive news, I don't mean to get stuck in negativity. You know, there are Brussels, just recently, the people of Brussels, you know, have become the first major city to halt 5G due to health effects. I mean, Brussels is the headquarters of the European Union, and they're setting an example for Europe. You know, I mean, who will follow? I suspect that there'll be many people, many countries in Europe that will soon outlaw 5G, just like studies in France years ago, independent studies showed the GMOs caused cancer in a definitive way, a definitive study. And now GMOs are pretty much outlawed all over Europe. But in America, they outlaw even saying that you got, you know, having requiring food companies, even requiring them to say whether there's GMOs in our food or not. I mean, it's not. There's no informed choice here. Whereas in Europe, more and more they are outlawing things like mandatory vaccines or, you know, vaccines for most ages at all. They're not so heavy on the vaccines over there, and certain vaccines are outlawed throughout Europe, like the MMR. This is a huge issue, and, you know, this brings me to the point of the third part here, of the Genesis Project and what's going on with Genesis of the High State, and understanding that there is this whole process with this Genesis Project, and there's links on that go into it more. I've been talking about it here since the first of the year pretty regularly. And I have several videos that one of them in particular I thought was by Cryon, for those not familiar with Cryon. He talks about how DNA is the geometry of life everywhere, and it is changing, activating Genesis cells. In other words, again, there is a frequency shift going on globally with our whole planetary system. There's an energetic, we've moved into a part of, in the cycle of our solar system and the precession of the equinox, we're moving in this part of deep space where there's very high frequency energies that is basically morphing the morphogenic grid and affecting our DNA and the geometry of life everywhere. The way it was explained in this video called Enhanced by Cryon, that this is changing and activating Genesis cells. It's morphing, you know, the DNA is morphing the cells and our consciousness. Some people are more sensitive to others. And as the veil thins, you might say Holy Spirit wins. And so this is a video then that I provide. There's a video here from the Heart Center. And this was some poetry inspired by Faith, Hope, and Charity. And this was on April 2nd. This video was published. And I thought it was extraordinary, an inspiration. And I refer to that in the footnotes. I mean, in the bottom part of this video on the vision of victory, you know, the victory vision faith, hope, and charity, you know, the power of wisdom with love, this metaphoric understanding of a process of prescience for, you know, precious souls as they basically wake up, wise up, and rise up. This is, you know, the faith, hope, and charity model and metaphor is an exquisite way to orient to a very positive, upward mobile ascension process. And I actually finished up this video with a video from my father. I finished up this article on the victory vision and to where we're going, and as regarding my father's optimist creed. And he was 83 years old. He passed on when he was 90, but when he was 83, my twin sisters, I have identical twin sisters, they took their cameras, video cameras, or, you know, their smartphones, and they videotaped him in a coffee shop with this optimist creed, and which is very kind of a positive note I wanted to finish on, and trying to keep it light and positive note and optimistic, and this is a very optimistic, very positive from my own father. I wanted to finish on that note, at least finish that that part of this, just that article. And before I go on to this very last section of the last part of the presentation today regarding mass enlightenment, you know, I want to finish on a very positive note, kind of an orientation to where things are going and how this process of mass enlightenment is reaching a climax. And again, I have this link in the show notes and regarding the third part of the presentation today. And we're talking about, you know, general enlightenment as a process of genesis, or you might say regenesis, regenerating, conscientious common sense and the collective conscience of humanity. Now, again, it's, you know, in general, people look at the world these days, depending on what perspective they're looking at the world from a lower perspective, 3D, or a higher 5D, high state perspective. From a lower, you know, 3D perspective, it looks like we're hitting the wall. You know, the things are, you know, really serious and we're hitting, but the illusion is fading, the 3D illusion, the victim-dictum is fading. It's becoming very clear that there are technologies and tools and process whereby general enlightenment can go mainstream worldwide very quickly. It's the tools, the opportunity to do it, and the freedom to do it. There's people pioneering tools and processes for general enlightenment that are amazing, that are coming out every week. I'm in awe with the videos and articles regarding general enlightenment and the process that's manifesting. So again, this is what I've been doing with compendiums week to week when I'm, you know, with the show, when I'm not interviewing individuals. I like to kind of put my finger on the pulse of the collective consciousness like a metaphysician and look at videos and articles that are coming out that are recent, usually within a week or two, and that provides inspiration. You know, and, you know, like, you know, expose the lie, expose the truth. You know, how bad things are, how good things can be, so we can see, you know, where we're at and where we're going, you know, in a positive way. Excuse me, with a can-do spirit. You know, with hope, faith, and charity. So I like this quote from Kaipacha on April 10th from his weekly video he does, Kaipacha, and from New Paradigm Astrology. He says, and this is kind of the theme of where we're at in the collective conscience of humanity. It's like we're waking up from disillusionment, the disillusionment of the deep, you know, people are waking up to the criminality in government and the deep state and realize, you know, that we've got to somehow overcome this problem of, you know, the swamp and, you know, the swamp critters, you know, the political Zionism, the corporatocracy. We've got to, you know, move beyond that with, you know, and wake up to not just that problem, but the solution. So Kaipacha says, quote, "The death of innocent illusion makes it hard to believe again. But dream I will, and with work and faith, be triumphant in the end." In other words, you know, no. We've all been kind of suffering from, you know, the cognitive dissonance, as you know, in the media about Russiagate and all these issues where we've been lied to. And then we're kind of waking up to the fact that it's like there are, there is, you know, mass illusion and delusion about what's really going on, and people are waking up to it. So there's this process, this death of innocent illusion. It makes it hard to believe again. But dream I will, and with work and faith be triumphant in the end. So in the larger scheme of global enlightenment, the archetypal interplay of light and darkness is reaching a climax of conscious evolution. Conscious evolution revelations for resurrection in the spirit that matters on Earth as in cosmos at large. And I provide a compendium on this subject called, you know, the 5D Prime Directive. This is where we're going. This understanding of 5D, you know, the different dimensions and our different processes of consciousness. This article on the 5D Prime Directive, for those who are new to it, it's kind of a good overview. And as I've reported numerous times this year, there is this frequency shift in Earth's morphic field that's morphing mass consciousness with general enlightenment of a 5D nature. And this is something I've been talking about a lot since the first of the year with the, you know, the 2019 global revolution, emphasizing 90% of the word revolution is evolution. I mean, this is the type of uprising that characterized the American Revolution, as I explained in the beginning of this presentation. You know, Pluto has this huge cycle of hundreds of years, you know, do a complete orbit and realign with the point in the deep space sign of Capricorn where we're at now. And it was, you know, this is the time, you know, in that cycle, the same point of Capricorn that the, not the Boston Massacre, but the Boston Tea Party occurred, which means the American Revolution was just getting underway. Well, now it's a global revolution, revelations. Now it's a contest of freedom and opportunity, you know, on a global scale, you know, with the internet worldwide. I mean, those who are stuck in negativity of a 3D nature will characterize this big shift to 5D as World War III. But for those who have already liberated the power of wise dominion with love, are well aware that the 4D timeline to 5D enlightenment is already manifesting in the hearts and minds of all of us as the United Sovereigns of Earth. I mean, in the continuum, it's already occurred, you know, global enlightenment, you know, and the victory of us as the United Sovereigns of Earth has already occurred. But in the meantime, there's a process going on. Some people are there, some people are not, you know, as far as the 4D timeline to 5D enlightenment. I mean, it's happening, and a lot of people are waking up, and, you know, of course, I'm always saying, you know, all we need is more light and love, easier and faster, to claim the vision of high-state victory. So, again, I have that link to that article, Claiming the Victory of High-State, Claiming the Vision of High-State Victory, that goes, you know, into this article with the problems and the solutions for people that really want to, you know, do some deep diving into the issue. So realize with real eyes, you know, the high-state vision of virtue and valor for the eventual victory over the 3D deep state matrix of full spectrum dominance. And this is the idea, you know, if we're going to move to worldwide liberation from 3D dense dystopia devolution, we've got to basically, you know, claim the victory and see, you know, have a clear vision of what full spectrum 5D enlightenment will look like with a global TLC telecom upgrade. So, I mean, you know, and I go into this a little bit, you know, this in the copy in this article on general enlightenment, that the heart of 5D, fifth dimensional enlightenment, is the first principle of the moral imperative, you know, the coherence factor. This is back to the whole faith and charity. Hope, faith, and faith and charity. The charity, you know, the coherence factor goes back to heart coherence, which is a like the gold standard. It's in the fabric of time and space. The coherence factor is a golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when it's a frequency of holy compassion. And this is the coherence, the heart coherence, that unites in harmony rather than divides with dissonance, dis-ease, and devolution. So conscious evolution is, you know, naturally manifests, evolves with coherence, the coherence factor, this gold standard of consciousness, whereby unity and diversity is cultured. So this is the basically solution to the divide to conquer dissonance, disease, and devolution that we see in the mainstream media. You know, basically keep people at each other's throats so they don't unite, wise up, and rise up and claim the value of communication tools and processes whereby we can all hang together, you know, with unity and diversity, rather than all hang separately. So we're talking about, you know, the process of co-creation with the power of love. Now, again, common sense as a unity conscience that compels our upward mobile intention for telecom tools and processes that will involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience with TLC, you know, heart coherence at the heart of it. So this is the Genesis Project that I've been referring to, you know, that's in process and is moving along in through this year, you know, Genesis Project to the Rescue. And previous articles that go into this, you know, explains that Genesis is what resurrection does. Here we are moving to the Easter season here with the understanding of the resurrection and ascension process. And this is you might say in the collective consciousness of humanity, this is a process of resurrection and ascension, or Genesis. And it's a process of conscious evolution that will naturally qualify pure intention with focused attention and love retention for conscious ascension and dimensions of full spectrum TLC comprehension. So 5D is the ordained power of love that naturally neutralizes negativity of the inordinate love of power. And back to that quote of Bucky Fuller, again, you know, hold a vision, you know, how good things can be. You know, you never change things by fighting existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. Good old Bucky Fuller, you know, studied with him at University of Pennsylvania back in 1974. So consider how a universal interface for global telecommunications could now upgrade our five core internet freedoms with a universal language of light, you know, language of consciousness, and the language of the angels, the law of the angles for worldwide love. And this is the love model that is what Cosmic Love Show is all about. And, you know, basically encouraging everyone to keep the faith, see the good, and make it so. Thanks for listening. Hope to see you in a couple weeks, and happy trails till we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.